New York Times ends political cartoons after anti-Semitism scandals. By Simon Kent on June 11, 2019. The international edition of the New York Times will no longer feature editorial cartoons. The move to self-censorship follows the uproar sparked by publication of a widely denounced anti-Semitic caricature of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The cartoon, published in April, depicted Netanyahu as a dog wearing a Star of David collar and leading a sightless U.S. President Donald Trump, who was wearing a Jewish skullcap. The offensive piece was drawn by Portuguese artist Antonio Moreira Antunes and published during the Passover holiday. The cartoon prompted an uproar within the Jewish community and sparked protests outside the Times office in New York City, with Israel's ambassador to the UN likening it to the content of Nazi propaganda newspaper Der Stürmer, blaming its publication on a production editor who did not recognize its anti-Semitism. The paper was eventually forced into a backdown. An editor's note to appear in Monday's international edition. pic.twitter.com/1rl2vsatb3. New York Times Opinion, At Night Opinion, April 27, 2019. Now it has moved beyond apology to giving up altogether on the notion of publishing editorial cartoons. Editor James Bennett explained the paper had planned for a year to cease running political cartoons in the international print version of The Times, in line with the U.S. edition. The decision will come into effect on July 1, Bennett said in a Monday statement. New York Times publisher A.G. Sulzberger announced in May that the editor who published the original cartoon would be disciplined. AFP contributed to this story. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.